This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and FloridaSportsStreams.com on this December 21st, 2023. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, two pros and a hack. And, of course, we've got in the house today one of the pros, Bill Buttner, off the injured reserve.
Yay!
Bravo, my man. Bravo for your courage to come out tonight on only 2 weeks removed from having a hip replacement.
Only 2 weeks removed, and the first day I've driven with my right foot on the gas pedal. That's
wow.
Impressive.
Well,
hip replacement. I thought he had an extension.
I thought he had a reduction.
And that's all we need to know.
Well, this is what the show is going to be like the next 2 hours, because we're not going to talk a whole lot of golf. It's our Christmas edition. We're right out front tonight down here at Ferg's, and yeah, everybody's festive. I love your, is that your ugly hat or your?
Yeah.
It's your ski hat.
I donated my reindeer sweater, actually, to the fireplace, because my wife was like, if you ever wear that again, and I'm like, oh, I threw it in the fireplace. But now I got a hat. I got a reindeer hat. You know, you've been to those ugly sweater parties, right?
Try not to.
Come on, man. You've won it.
If I ever won, I'd wear that hat.
Yeah.
Well, he's carrying
that jacket. That jacket's right there.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Mike Rickard's jacket.
Well, let's introduce you first.
Thank you.
He's Kerry McNally, of course, comedian, Mr. Wizard when it comes to the world of videography, promotion, on air, you name it. He's a very talented man, and we're blessed to have him on the Tee, Florida. And, of course, St. Petersburg's most interesting man. That is Tom Gribben. He is the author, attorney, promoter, rock man. And roller,
yep.
And the front man for Tom Gribben and the Saltwater Cowboys.
Let's get the plug in right
January
away.
January 6th at Katiki, my favorite bar.
No cover charge. It's free.
And Tom, my favorite guy and my favorite bar. Right down there on Sunset Beach.
Tom, let's talk about this clothing optional situation that I received in my special email. Is that true for the 6th?
That's true. except for that hat. You can't wear that hat.
You haven't been to Katiki before. That is a possibility.
We're excited. I'm excited.
That is a possibility at Katiki. And up there on St. Augustine Beach, of course, is the great John Rager, PGA of America teaching professional, our rock each and every week, keeping us on the right path. And we got a technical problem here, gentlemen, and of course Patty Suzette, she'll be coming here about 5:45 with some Christmas cocktails.
Yay!
John Rager, how are you, my man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Before the show gets too down in the dumps, we're gonna have to nip that in the bud, the clothing optional there, because you know, this is a family show here. So here we go. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
That's all you got? Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas?
Well, I got a lot more with that, where that came from. So we're looking forward to a great golf show today. And like you said to our listeners, we're just going to talk about Christmas and fun and things related to golf. This is a golf show that are related to Christmas, and have some fun with that tonight.
Well, I figure brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. We'll be throwing a few of those down. Now we've got Champa Bay's ready to rock and roll for. Well, you probably can't imbibe.
Excuse me?
If I had a hip replacement, I had been imbibing every damn day.
Well, when I was on Oxy, no imbibing.
That was a smart move on your part, my friend. Well, Patty will be here to serve you, but help yourself to the bar. Anything you fellas want, just belly on up. Daisy will take good care of you down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Brought to you by, of course, our friends at Sea Dogs, Shipyard Brewing, and Ice Pick Vodka. Fred Forsley and the gang. And Fred was down last week to listen to the show and brought a couple friends with him, and that was enjoyable. But, you know, when you take a look at the world of golf, right now the silly season is done, John Rager. There's really nothing to talk about with the exception of last weekend over in Orlando in the PNC Championship. And I've watched that now three times. And I just thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, what about John Rahm? We can talk about him.
Yeah, let's get into that.
We talked about John Rahm last week. I want to keep it a positive show, but we can talk about John
Rahm. What's not positive about $450 million?
No. You're about 150, 200
okay,
million off.
600. Is that what the final number was?
650 to 700, right in that range, right, John?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about that. In fact, the last couple of weeks, you know, John Rahm is trying to stay quiet about it, really, and that's probably a good thing to do because, you know, the press these days, all they're looking for is controversy and trying to stir things up, especially since the PIF, which is the Public Investment Fund from Saudi Arabia, and the PGA Tour have not got together on their agreement. They've got a December 31st self-imposed deadline for that. And just recently, the PGA Tour gathered some investment partners. They gathered some billions of dollars of investment from a lot of sports-related groups, including the Fenway Group, who owns the Boston Red Sox. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. But I think the biggest news in that front is really not John Rahm at this point. It might be Jay Monahan's job. I think our good friend Alex Maselli, who writes for SportsIllustrated.com, we've had him on the show numerous times, put out a great article this week about why Jay Monahan probably, his days are numbered there at the PGA Tour, probably once they get this deal done with the PIF, or if they ever get it done with the PIF. So that's about all the news that there is, really, at this particular point. I think the whole world of golf is exhausted with all this, and wants just to take a week off from it and have some fun, and hopefully they'll find a dozen new Pro V1s under their tree or a new $789 driver and maybe a case of Ice Pick Vodka to boot stuffed in a brand new golf bag. So I'm looking forward to hopefully that'll happen over the Christmas holidays.
John, I'm looking for a new putter, and I don't really know where to go get it. I've seen it online, but I would like to support someone, get one of those Odyssey putters that I want.
Bill Butner probably can direct you down here locally.
Right down St. Pete Country Club, we have some Odyssey putters.
All right.
And come on down.
John.
Can he get my old cart jockey discount?
Yes, he can.
Is that open to the public down there? I can just roll in?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
You know somebody.
Yeah.
And we had the head pro on.
Well, I was going to say, Anthony would welcome it.
I just talked to Anthony. I tried to get him on when you were down for the count, but he had something going on.
Okay. So there,
hey, you know, and in this day of Dick's Sporting Goods and everything online to be able to buy merchandise, you can still rely on your Greengrass Golf Shop and your PGA Golf Professional. If they don't stock it, they can get it. These companies drop ship fast. And also, not only can you buy a putter at a Greengrass Golf Shop with a PGA Golf Professional, you get fitted for that putter and fit it in a way that he'll take you out in the putting green and, you know, watch you hit a few putts and either tell you to take 2 weeks off and then quit or spend about $395 on a brand new putter.
I like that green grass
mentality.
Yeah.
Hey, watch me putt. Liv will come in and offer me a deal.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, the guy's got some short game. But I want to circle back to what you said, John, about the commissioner of the PGA. And Tom Gribben was kind enough to share an article with the team about Victor Hovland and what he had to say. And he did not, he mentioned the commissioner, but not in any uncertain terms, right? He kept saying management, management, management. But it was great for you to bring that up to the gang, Tom, because I agree, it was a scathing review about how things have been run there. And I think you're right, the days are numbered indeed.
Well, he's only 26 years old, and he's that bright, and he's been around, and he sees it so poorly managed, which it was from the top, to the point where Monahan, he basically went in the basement for about 30 days and said he was having health issues. I bet he was having health issues, but I don't see him lasting into 2024.
I can't believe he's still there. I mean, it should have been a week. It should have been when they turned the back on his players. That should have been the writing on the wall.
Hey, John, so while we're on the subject, how do you find, or Bill, or anybody for that matter, how do you find a replacement for someone to fill that job? Where do you look to find the new replacement for the PGA Tour?
Oh, well, I say where you look. You look in the FERC's 19-hole clubhouse, and you go up there to the golf simulator, and you'll see a variety of people sitting around having some ice pick vodka and some Mick Ultra. And just pick one of the five, and you're good for PGA Tour commissioner, because any one of those people there could do a better job than Jay Monahan has.
There it is!
Wow. There it is! Well,
looking like a true player.
And like Victor said, Tom, and you shared that story, and I'd read it prior. Victor said, you know, he doesn't realize that he works for us.
Right.
And that's the reality, and it's something that I don't think Monahan ever got his arms around, the fact that, you know, he works for the players.
It's like an elected official.
Precisely.
Yeah. So, well, here's the other thing is that Jay Monahan makes $18 million a year. Okay, he makes a lot more money than most of the PGA Tour players. And you know what? I'll clean that place up. I'll take 1 month's pay, and I'm done.
There you go. Hey, so I do have a little news to share that I'm pretty excited about. I will be attending the PGA show in Orlando the 23rd and 24th.
So will I.
Yeah. So this will be exciting. I'll certainly be running around with a camera and get some juicy footage and some great audio bites for the show.
We'll get audio bites. And are you going to be there on a Thursday? Can you call in?
I think the show's over by then.
No, I think
John was there last year, weren't you, John?
Yeah, in fact, I didn't want to reveal this, but I'm working on having our show broadcast from there, from the PGA show this year. Even though the show floor will be closed at 5 o'clock, they'll put us out in the hallway there, and we'll be able to have all kinds of interesting guests on the show that evening. But I haven't lined that up just totally yet. Didn't want to reveal it. But since Tom and Carrie are going to be over there, well, I know that I'm going to be over there, and we possibly can do a broadcast from the show. I've done numerous broadcasts from the PGA show in years past, and it's a lot of fun because you get an interesting bunch of characters walking by. And sometimes you get PGA Tour pros, and you get the, you know, John Daly goes to the show all the time. He's always promoting something. And, you know, you have the Golf Channel there. They're broadcasting from the PGA show. It's the world's largest trade show for the golf industry. And it's been going on, my goodness, for over 60 years now. And it's gone through a lot of different gyrations, but it's been at the Orlando County Convention Center now for the last, gosh, about 30 years. And it's really grown. If you have to walk up and down every aisle at the PGA show, it's 11 miles. So it's quite a thing, but it's where not only the tour pros gather, the club pros gather, every golf company that has to do anything in the golf industry there, they have education. But they also have a lot of entertainment, too, and they have a lot of famous people coming by. So now we know why Carrie's there and Tom is there. They're going to sneak over there, Mike, and they didn't even tell us about it. So we'll have to tag along with them this year.
I just told you about it.
This is new to me. I would have invited you so you could get some swag.
Yeah, yes. just what he needs, some swag.
He's got enough swagger. He needs a little more swag.
Yeah, and I'm sure lovely Karen would not appreciate you coming home with any more swag.
Yeah, like it, Annika. Right, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
You get your
this
shirt, right?
This is supposed to be a Christmas show with the hat, with joy the and
it's
friendship.
Not Christmas. At Christmas, you get gifts.
Well... Yeah, and you treat
the people. We got none.
And you treat the people around you with
love,
with love, and you put all of the harsh thoughts that you have behind you until the 1st of January.
You got to have the air into the grievances first.
Well, you know, I want to give you a little perspective, though. Years ago, I learned in the golf industry, if it's free, it's for me. And then I actually went to work for the PGA Tour for a number of years, worked in their TPC network as a general manager, and I understood that the new phrase became when we went to the PGA show, if it's free, give me free, when you work for the PGA Tour. So we'll have to see how much swag we can all gather up there and divvy it up like little kids after Halloween night.
Divvy up? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Tom? Divvy up?
Yeah. That means
something will be left over. Oh, yeah. We didn't divvy up anything last time. But hey, let's move on into Christmas here. I really, John, when you're on the phone here, I'd like to ask you, if you had to give one driver to a good golfer, what's the hottest driver out there this year?
Great question.
Well, that's a great question because, you know, what happens with golf companies, every year there seems to be a new kind of a driver out to, you know, for everybody to play with. And, you know, I think if I'm looking at drivers, I think Titleist has, you know, and I know Titleist is, I think Jordan Spieth plays Titleist, and Justin Thomas for sure, I believe. place tie list, but they have come out with a new driver. And again, it's, you know, every couple of years, these companies have to come out with new drivers because they have to be able to, you know, keep it fresh. Because, you know, I mean, you could buy a driver, you know, these metal drivers, they'll last you, you know, 100 years if you want to. I mean, they're made out of metal for Pete's sakes. But so you always have to come up with something new. You know, in fact, a side story
I'm not really just thinking about the new drivers, but if you had to select one, new or old, that you give to a good golfer for Christmas, which is the one you select?
I mean, well, that's what I was getting to. The Titleist driver, the TSR line they have, I think it looks pretty sleek. You know, all the top drivers of all the golf companies, seems like they steal each other's patents because they all look alike. And the TSR driver from Titleist, you know, they have several different models. They have a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because it looks just like the Nike driver used to look years ago, except it doesn't have the swish. It has a straight arrow on the bottom of it. So, you know, you can't go wrong with any of the golf manufacturers, any of the oversized drivers they had. The amount of sweet spot in the driver, the center of balance to get the coefficient of restitution on the spring effect off that club, it's astounding. So I would recommend go to the Titleist TS2. Go to your green grass golf shop. Go see your pro. And some of them, probably green grass golf shops especially, have demos of those things. And they even have it now where you can screw the heads on and off different shafts and try it out and see. But getting that right shaft and getting a nice oversized metal head, that's the best, I think, for Christmas.
So what degree? I play with an 8-degree face.
Not enough. You need more.
I hit it high.
When you attack it from the wrong angle, then.
I don't know.
You don't hit an 8-degree drive.
You're going to expose your golf game right here.
It looks good.
It does look good.
Yeah. I mean, I what are you suggesting?
This is 10 is kind of
a 10.
You really have to have a lot of club head speed to get an 8 going.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
I guess I do.
Maybe that's killing some of your distance there.
I don't know.
I definitely don't know, but we had Bobby Van Sweden down last week, and he could have analyzed all of this for you, and of course he's been in business 30 years. But what about?
I'll have to bring it down here on the simulator.
Yeah,
Tom, you've hit the nail on the head there. Bill hit the nail on the head for you, Tom, when the fact that 8 degrees is not enough. Even if you hit it high, you're not hitting it very far. Okay, so you need to be able to get a little bit more distance. You need to get a little lower trajectory going to generate, you know, enough club head speed. Because even the best drivers in the world, you go to a PGA Tour event, these guys are just, I mean, it's amazing. Their drivers go straight up in the air like a sandwich, and they go out there like, you know, 300 yards. So I think for the average golfer, sometimes it's misleading. If you pop it up, that may not be because of the loft of the club. It might be because you have some things in your golf swing you may need to work on there. And again, what Bill says, the lower degree of loft, the more club head speed you have to generate to hit the ball far enough. Not so much the height of it, but the distance to get it out there.
Okay, here's the question for the two pros. As a bona fide hack.
You are.
Yes. Okay. Well, you haven't even seen.
Okay.
Certified and bona fide.
Precisely.
Okay.
But I loved back in the day the Big Berthas, the Callaway Big Berthas. Yeah. Do they still sell those? I'm sure I can find them online.
I still have one in the garage. I mean, I hit it well. I just moved up to the ERC2, and then I moved along as they all came out. I still hit that Big Bertha. I can hit it well.
That's what I want. But they don't make those, do they?
They don't make them anymore. But they have the used clubs for Callaway.
I've got one for you.
That's what I'm going to do.
And again, I would suggest Twin Brooks if you ever want one. Twin Brooks has got everything.
Well, we do the, you know, we have a relationship with First Tee and Rick over there, and the kids they make the clubs. In fact, right now, since we launched these simulators in May, take a guess how many drivers they've broken the heads off of.
6.
That's the under.
20 plus.
No. That'd be way over. Okay. 9.
Wow.
9. And I went like a fool and bought all new Wilsons originally. Those babies got snapped right away because I talked to people that own these simulator comparable locations, and they said, don't buy anything really good, but, you know, not garbage. So I got Wilson. Those are gone. Then we bought some used, and from now on, I called Rick and I said, First Tee, Twin Brooks,
Yep.
That's where we're going to get all of our clubs.
Yeah, get stiffer shafts, regular shafts.
What the hell would these people be doing to be
The shaft is too weak for them, and so they're swinging as hard.
It's for sports bar and grill. You got to have a pretty good shaft.
The 19th hole golf, they got to be like Jeff Ward type mentality.
Oh, wow.
Believe me, they go from there down here to get one of these five-minute pizzas.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom, guess what? Tom, so at the top of the hour, after the 6 o'clock news, we're going to be blessed by having Wild Bill Theroux on for the his golf weather report for Christmas. But he just sent me a text here, and I guess these Odyssey Tri-Hot putters, I guess these are just like the knees bees. This is the like the rare beanie baby of putters.
Knees and, bees.
Yes. And Wild Bill claims that he's got the last Odyssey Tri-Hot putter in the state of Florida. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but knowing Bill, he probably tracked it down somewhere. He probably spent all night in a car driving to Muckatuck, Florida somewhere and finding the last one in a barrel in the golf shop somewhere out in the swampies. So anyway, so just so you know, ask for the Tri-Hot Odyssey.
For a specific Odyssey White Hot putter, it's not that one, I don't think. It's a I'd have to explain it to you.
Let me know what you're thinking. So I can,
I'll
be there tomorrow morning.
I can show you a picture of it on my phone later on.
Hey, Tom, you know what? Now that I saw the text and I know how Wild Bill operates, you know what? He might be willing to sell that putter to you for, gosh, you could probably pick that up for $900.
Oh, I'll trade him my Big Bertha for it.
What?
Even swap.
Well, this has turned into the golf barter show and swap show.
It's better than talking about games that aren't happening. It's just good. This is real golf right here.
Yes, it is.
This is what golfers do in the off season. They make deals.
They make deals. You're listening to On the Tee Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're not the 19th hole clubhouse studios, much to the chagrin of my crew here, who have thin blood. Carrie, you haven't complained. That was nice.
This is the view down here. The sidewalk is fantastic.
He's too cold to talk.
Yeah. There's only one that's complaining, but we won't go there. But the reality is,
if I had some swag to put on to keep it warm.
Yeah, I've got plenty of hoodies. This is our Christmas theme, so come down. Patty Suzette will lighten the mood when she gets here at 5:45.
Yay!
You'll be smiling from ear to ear.
Yay!
He's Bill Butner, of course. John Rager up there in St. Augustine. We are on 106.1 FM.
Who are our sponsors?
I'm going there. 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's our flagship, Tampa Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM and WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, WO23 102.3 FM AM, and then 1400, and then Lake City, Gainesville, WGRO AM 1250, WDSR AM 1340. I want to thank those folks. And, of course, Matt on the controls up in Clearwater each and every week. I was with Lola yesterday, the owner. She loves our relationship. We're going to be expanding it. And, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing. And I almost forgot, Michelob Ultra. Chris Lewis is on for 2024. We're going to have some interesting news. We'll break in January with our partnership with Michelob Ultra. They're going to be stepping up to the plate in a big way. So, did I get that done?
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. So, let's talk a little more, John, on serious golf, and then we'll have some fun after we take a break.
No,
let's talk about that PNC.
No, I was going to say, let's talk about the real tournament that happened last week.
Exactly.
The real tournament.
And that would be?
The qualifying school.
Oh, you know what?
The end-all, be-all of tournaments.
Intense.
Intense doesn't spell it.
How many times were you in the qualifying?
23.
23. Talk about the pressure there.
An intense situation. Again, back in that day, you had to qualify through two qualifying schools to get to finals. And then you had to finish in the top 50 to get to the PGA Tour. And you had six rounds to think about it. Six rounds to endure and six rounds to not mess up.
How many qualify? In today's world,
only five qualified for the PGA Tour. Everybody else qualified.
How many in the field?
You never know? 130.
Okay.
But that's the finals.
But you have to be invited.
No, you have to qualify. You have to qualify twice.
So you got qualifiers regionally, all over the country.
Qualify locally, then qualifiers regionally, and then the final qualifiers, 130 players for five spots.
Hey, Bill, is there any side bidding going on?
A little bit, but it's as serious as it can be.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, you talk about the economic impact on qualifying and getting your card. But there's some guys every year, and I read a few that have been on the tour, lost their card.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that you feel for. They lost their card, and they're coming back, but they're a little older. The game's not quite there, and that's got to be brutal.
I resemble that remark. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, you know, while you're talking about the subject, the PJ Tour qualifying, there's some absolute horror stories and some inspirational stories to boot, but I'll give you a horror story. So I was assistant pro years ago with a gentleman named Bill Calfee and Pat Lindsay. Pat played on the PJ Tour, and he won, the 83 BC Open or something, and Bill Calfee played on the tour for about 8 or 9 years. Was one of the longest drivers out there on the PJ Tour, and ended up running what they call the Corn Ferry Tour now. You know, he ran the second tier tour for the PJ Tour, and he's retired now. But I remember his first year, he went off to PJ Tour school, and from Maryland, and great golfer there. And he had, he was spent a lot of time getting ready to play in that. And he goes to Myrtle Beach, and it looks like he's going to qualify. Looks like he's going to do it. Last round on the 18th hole, he finished. He inadvertently put his score for the nine holes in the slot for the hole by hole score. On the 18th hole, meeting you're only responsible for hole by hole. You have to make sure it adds up correctly. But he wrote like 36 in for his score on the 18th hole, and it's too late. He signed the card, the whole deal, so he didn't get his PJ Tour card because he couldn't fill out a friggin' scorecard correctly.
Shades of Roberto Di Vincenzo.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Another war story.
There's another blast from the past.
And I got 50 of them, but one of the ones that's unbelievable is one of the players, one of my friends, was playing fairly well and changed golf balls, like we do every whatever hole. And that one golf ball in that sleeve was a British-sized golf ball that he didn't realize until two holes later.
Who determined that?
He did. He thought it was, different. He just...
So his integrity, he showed him.
No, absolutely, yeah.
And then he's gone. That's sad.
That's the thing about golf. It's the only sport in the world where you can call a penalty on yourself.
Well, very sad. What is the benefit of the British ball versus the U.S. ball at that point?
Back in the day, it was smaller, so it would go a little lower.
Further?
No, a little lower and kind of out of the wind.
Oh, because of the tracks over there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Poor bastard.
Well.
Did you know him well?
Very much so. I still know him. I mean, he's still a great guy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he gets lots of points for integrity and sending a message to the younger generation.
That doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah, you don't get paid for that. But.
Yeah, exactly.
Mac O'Grady. We know Mac O'Grady. Or some of us know Mac O'Grady. Wacko Macko.
I want to know him if his name's Wacko Macko.
He's awesome. He was leading qualifying school, and then the last two rounds, he couldn't find a way to hit the golf ball straight. And come to find out, his driver face had cracked, and he didn't know it. So the ball would go any which way but loose, and he missed the qualifying. After leading for like four rounds.
Wacko Macko. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more golf, and we'll dive into a little Christmas conversation. As I mentioned, Patty Suzette will be here to lighten up the mood and provide a few cocktails for our gang.
Yay!
We'll be back on the T Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill right here on 13th and Central. Come on down and have a hot toddy with Tom Gribben. We're going to get him some hot toddies, make him smile. We'll be right back.
Are they getting closer to
18 holes never felt so good? We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Hippie Shack is St. Pete Beach's newest eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint, located at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the Treasure Island Intercoastal. The Hippie Shack is open daily at 11 a.m., providing a 60s and 70s vibe with live music every day of the week. Our comfort food and creative menu will take you back to the 60s and 70s with our themed daily great drink specials. The Hippie Shack is the grooviest and coolest new eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint, the Pharaoh and Peace-Spreading Hippie Shack, 9655 Blind Pass Road on the water at St. Pete Beach. Don't be a square. We'll see you there.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and, of course, all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back on the tee, Florida, on this 22nd of December as we prepare for the round guy to come down our chimneys. We've got John Rager up there in St. Augustine Beach. We're live down there at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Tom Gribben in the house. Bill Butner, of course, rehabbing off the IR after hip replacement. He's a tough warrior. He's a Tar Heel.
And the Tar Heels played well last night. Fortunately, they...
I know I shouldn't have mentioned Tar Heel.
Well, they did what they needed to do.
Yeah, and you're over there choking down some popcorn. I'm not giving you mouth to mouth if you...
That's a good point. Thank you. I'm glad of that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I don't choke on that. And, of course, Terry McNally's with us as well, and Patty Suzette will be here shortly.
Yay!
And we'll continue to have some fun. I'm going to count on you to take some pictures and a little videography since my intern has the day off, my friend. And we're live down here at Ferg's. Of course, upstairs we got two golf simulators, full swing simulators. You can rent them anytime. And $40. But right now we've got them at BOGO. In fact, I've got a couple of groups up there right now. I gave them a BOGO Christmas present. They're excited. They're on the simulators. And that's a great place for you, Tom Gribben, to test the clubs that you want.
Right.
Grab them from Bill. You grew up on that golf course, so when it was, Lakewood then?
Lakewood. Got my first hole-in-one there.
Yeah, I remember that story. So, of course, you should go back to your roots and get a club.
The roots. I like it. You have roots there, too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm still disappointed that nobody has seen the plaque for my Hall of Fame induction as the cart jockey.
It was hidden for a long time in the cart barn back in the...
And now somebody misplaced it?
Well, they're...
It's a collector's item. Somebody will probably find it 25, 30 years from now.
Oh, absolutely, no question.
It might just be a rumor.
And that's Bill Butner talking as he stuffs popcorn in his pie hole. And John Rager, manners have gone out the door down here.
John, if you...
Well, I can tell you, you know what I'm looking forward to for our Christmas show tonight? I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's thoughts on the ultimate Christmas present for golf. If you're a golfer and you just want to have something and budget's no object or access is no object or time is no object, what in the world would be your ultimate golf Christmas present? So I'm waiting to hear from... what's that?
The Rodney Dangerfield golf cart, John. I don't even have to think about it.
No. Got to go with a man cave with a putting green and a simulator.
He's got the man cave, essentially, but it's his backyard. He's got a $100,000 putting green in
the backyard. No. We're talking air-conditioned. It's not going fluctuating with the weather. It's still 75 degrees every day.
You guys are kind of wimps when it comes to this weather factor.
That'll help your game.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, can we now talk a little PNC? I've been dying to talk PNC championship, and I'm still upset that they kicked me to the curb with the media credential request, but I talked to Jeremy Friedman, in fact, our buddy from, I have to mention this, from the Anika. I talked to him today. He's gonna take good care of us.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
With right. any media credentials.
I wonder credentials. What us means, Bill.
Yeah.
Take good care of us.
Yeah.
The crew.
That means Mike's in the Ritz-Carlton and you and I are in the Motel 6.
Ah, that's what it means.
No. Do they even have Howard Johnson anymore?
Oh, sure they do.
Do they?
They serve pancakes.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about that PNC championship because, once again, it was a wonderful 2 days over there in Orlando, or three with the Pro-Am, and just seeing the joy of these pros playing with their kids, whether they're boys, girls, you know, different ages. But the guy that I want to talk about initially, because I'm going to start eating a lot of Mexican food, Lee Trevino. Unbelievable. 26 consecutive times he's played that with his sons of different ages. And the guy's still got the energy. He's talking the entire time he's playing. I just love that cat.
I'm surprised Gary Player wasn't there. I mean, he usually plays, but he was not. So Lee has got to be the...
I just thought of that.
One of the things they do for this tournament is that for the tournament eligibility, even though it is an invitational and they make up all their own rules, you know, the fact that Lee's been there for 25 years means that, you know, they're still competitive. Okay, even though Lee's 84 years old, he doesn't hit it very far anymore, they still are competitive enough to play. And they only limit it to like 20 pros. So you have to either be in the World Golf Hall of Fame or have won the Players' Championship. And so I'm not sure how they, they change the rules every year, but that's what they do there. And it's very entertaining. And it's really interesting because the winners this year, you know, was Bernhard Langer, and his son, Jason, and, you know, they just shot lights out there. You know, they just about set a tournament record. But, you know, Bernhard has won this tournament 5 times. He's won it with his eldest son, Stefan, twice. Now, this is 2005 and 6 when he won with his oldest son. So, you know, we're talking, you know, 17, 18 years ago. And then he won it with Jason in 2014 and 19. So this is the third title for he and Jason. So, you know, if you start looking at it, you'll see that every year there's new teams that get involved there. So this year, David Duval and his son Brady played in the tournament. David Duval won the 2000 Open Championship. And I think one of the keys is for this tournament is just that people really connect with it. They really know that the PNC Championship is fun. In fact, who stole our hearts and stole most of the attention this week was not Tiger and Charlie, and it wasn't Bernhard and his son Jason who won the tournament, but it was Will McGee. And Annika Sorenstam, you know, Will is the son of Annika. He's like 12 years old, and he just like stole the whole show there. So it was just Will. Tiger and Charlie played well, but they didn't play as well as they have in years past. And the same thing for the dailies. It's a very competitive environment. It is a scramble. It's only 2 days, but you know, it was cold. It was rainy, and there was very tough conditions. But it is one of the favorite tournaments out there. And Lee Trevino, if you, for our listeners out there, if you follow the John Rager report, you'll see the. Every week on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, or now known as X, plus YouTube and other various media sources. You know, we cover different things in all the golf, and we certainly covered the PNC Championship last week. But if you're in the world of X, formerly known as Twitter, hey, this is like the artist formerly known as Prince, right? You know, they changed the name to it. You still have to use the word Twitter. But if you look at it, Lee Trevino, they have Tuesdays with Lee Trevino, and every Tuesday, they post on X, Lee out on the driving range talking golf, talking the golf swing, talking fun. And you could sit and talk to Lee Trevino for hours. And one of Lee Trevino's biggest fans, that every time Lee Trevino's anywhere on the driving range, who runs over and bird dogs him and wants to talk to him, is Tiger Woods. You know, he just absolutely loves Lee Trevino and some of the things Lee has to say about the golf swing. So, yes, you're right, Mike. Lee Trevino is definitely there. Maybe not so much his playing prowess anymore, but they're still fairly competitive, but it's there because the wit and wisdom and the fun things he has to say on television is great.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised at all that the Count Bernhard Langer
won.
I mean, Lee Trevino's 84 years old. Count Bernhard Langer, of course, we all know is 317 years old. You ought to go way into the future, John, and talk about his future wins in 2055, 2073, and 2082, because he originally won the first version of the PNC Classic back in 1806.
Well, he is ageless. It might be stretching it just a tad, but he is ageless. There's no doubt about it.
When he first won, what brand was he wearing?
He was wearing the British crown that he had taken from King George III.
I'd say he was German. I don't remember that invasion taking place in the history books. However, I got to be careful on these mics open. These guys are going through this popcorn. Bill's filling the cup. You could probably hear the kernels dropping at the bottom of the styrofoam there. But I don't think I'll be bringing snacks to the airwaves again.
Or T-shirts, yeah, or pullovers, right, or hats. Or
the guy from Iowa brings the corn. Now he's complaining.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. All they do is complain about corn, but they're going through this popcorn like it's prime rib.
Well, I want to get back.
I do have one recommendation. Bring a toothpick when you're drinking your ice pick.
Yeah. This is Iowa sirloin right here.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It took 47 minutes for us to get
hammer
the first
me about Iowa
corn reference.
Exactly.
For the popcorn. But it is very touching, and I do want to mention this. I think it's very touching. There were some wonderful post-tournament moments with Tiger and his son Charlie talking about how Tiger had a couple of really epic shots towards the end of the round, and his son was looking at him as if, wow, Dad, I didn't realize you could do that. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you used to be able to do that. And it was very, very sweet and touching. I didn't play golf when I was a kid because my parents were school teachers and we played tennis. My dad was an avid tennis player, played in college. And it wasn't those touching moments with my dad when we played tennis. It was more like he would scream and yell at himself. Well, we'd be in some sort of serious doubles tournament, you know, father-son thing. And he'd be like, for God's sake, Frank, bend your knees. And everybody
was he like the Richard Williams? Of
totally.
The
everybody thought my name was
father?
Frank. And he was yelling at his son.
Hey, let's talk about that moving conversation with little Will and Annika. And I saw him up there on Sunday. He's just a tiny little kid, but man, he's got great touch around the greens, and I'm superb putting as well. I mean, he dropped some clutch putts.
It was certainly great to see him out there with Annika. You know, and young Will certainly loves the game of golf. Really does. You know, in fact, he made a hole in one the day before the tournament started. He was out practicing a little bit late in the day, and he made a hole in one. So, you know, he truly loves the game, and all these kids of these dads love the game. In fact, that Padraig Harrington's son was the first time he ever been on a golf course in a competitive round of golf. It doesn't matter what it is, scramble or club championship or just a hit and giggle at your club. First time you've ever been out there. Imagine being the first time you play a round of golf where you have to really compete, even though it was a scramble, you know, and you get thousands of people watching you play your every move, you know, and his son's just a beginning golfer, and they just had a wonderful time.
Hey, how about Bernard Langer's son? You know, he's a financial wizard on Wall Street, and it says he doesn't play much. He got down to Orlando the week before in practice, but the putts, he was like zeroed in. My God, he was on fire, and I thought maybe he played quite often. He doesn't play that much golf.
Well, you know, but sometimes you have to realize that not every son of a PGA Tour player grows up to be a PGA Tour player. It does happen, and it has happened in the past out there.
He was playing like one.
But at the same time, you know, they're just like everybody else. You know, they might have a famous dad that goes out there and plays. Like my dad played the NFL for 12 years as an all-pro linebacker, and my career in football lasted about 32 minutes at the high school spring practice one day when I sprained my ankle, and I was done. So went back to golf really quick. So I can tell you that it is good to see some of these kids. Now, you know, if you look back at this tournament in the past, you know, Jack Nicklaus and Gary Nicklaus won this tournament. It says 1999 is when they won it. Well, Gary Nicklaus played on the PGA Tour. Imagine, you know, Jack Nicklaus in 1999. Okay, that was 24 years ago. And I know Jack is 80, but he was probably only in his late 50s at that particular point. And he could still move the golf ball around. So, I mean, you know, Raymond Floyd and his kids have dominated this event just like Bernhard Langer has with his kids. So it is interesting to see another father-son tour pro duo was Craig Stadler and Kevin Stadler. Kevin played on the PGA Tour, and, of course, Craig Stadler World Golf Hall of Famer. They won it in 2002. Now, interesting, in 2003, Hal Irwin won it with Steve Irwin, and I'm probably thinking that's Steve's son, not the famous guy that got eaten by a crocodile out there on the Discovery Network.
He didn't get eaten by a crocodile. He got speared by a
manatee.
Stingray.
Exactly. Right through the friggin' heart.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I'm glad you guys clarified that, because I thought the manatees were like they were sea cows, right? Just imagine a manatee coming up with a big spear in his head there, coming to spear you out there.
Yes, that's about it.
That'd be about ready.
A manatee in sheep's clothing.
Oh. We still haven't spoken of that jacket. It's lighting up. The darker it gets here, more.
Yeah, for listeners out there, our esteemed host is wearing a green blazer,
and it's not for my master's jacket.
That's a good point.
Yeah, with I guess a design of actual Christmas lights throughout it, and the jacket itself is actually it's blinking on and off.
Electric.
He thinks he looks good too.
I never said that. I said,
what about the matching tie?
Ridiculous, or people think,
Bill's right. The jacket is something, but then the fact that you have a matching tie is extraordinary.
I have pants, too, that I'll be breaking out for the Saturday show. This is a three-piece outfit.
You're not wearing any pants back there? No,
but this style is from the famous clothier, Sam. And I picked it up
at his club.
That's a style.
In his club, yeah. So you could have three different options of this. You could have blue, red, or the green. What do you think, fellas?
Hey, did you get a free bowl of soup with that?
Hey. Yeah.
It's my buddy Wang. No offense.
I knew he was going to go there.
But it looks good on you.
Hey. Thank you very much. I either get people looking at me like, you're crazy, old man, or they like my festive, positive side of the holidays.
Hey, I want to tell you a quick story this morning. I was in Starbucks and getting my daily coffee for my lovely bride, Karen, and I'm walking into Starbucks. And literally, this guy walks in behind me, looks just like Santa Claus. He's got the glasses and the beard, the whole deal. He just wasn't wearing a Santa outfit. And so I was being a smart aleck, and I go, well, Santa, come on up. Go ahead in front of me here. You know, you're busy this time of year. You got to get your cup of coffee fast. A lot of kids are lying on you, right? I'm going into it. So Santa comes up, he gets in front of me, and he goes, I'm here with DoorDash, and he picks up a couple bags of Starbucks stuff to go, and off he goes. I said, the economy is really tough this time of year when you got Santa, working for DoorDash. My goodness.
Yeah.
He was with DoorDash. Hopefully there weren't any little kids around there. He just broke their hearts.
Not that time of the morning. They're all sleeping to come play Nintendo all night or something. But, it was pretty stark in reality, and I felt so bad for Santa. Like, oh, my goodness, Santa. Now you're working for DoorDash.
And there's not a lot of kids in line for coffee.
There's not. You're listening to On the Tee Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and, of course, Sea Dogs, where they're serving breakfast daily. You did have breakfast there with us, Gary.
Oh, it's delicious. The whole place is fantastic.
Tom and I have several times. And
I've done dinner. I've done dinner three or four times.
But it's wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I was with Charlie yesterday. In fact, On the Tee Florida, we're going to be very involved. John Rager knows this, and so you're aware of it. Their golf tournament in 2024, and we're going to be, Michael Furz is going to come in from Texas. We're going to have some fundraisers for several charities, and it's going to be at the Bardmore with our buddy Bob Daly, and I'm looking forward to that, and we'll have some fun.
Well, absolutely. In fact, that's Sea Dogs. Every time I come down there to hang around the show one night, Mike takes me to Sea Dogs the next morning. I have the hangover burger. I tell you, it's so good. It's it's 100% ground beef. It's got an egg on it.
Whatever happened to Carly?
To who?
Our golfer from Sea Dogs.
Oh, Sadie.
Sadie.
I've stopped down a couple of times, she's wanted to come, but she's been really busy. I invited her to come down tonight, actually. Sadie, she's still there, and a great young lady. And you met her.
Sure.
You know her very well.
Very well. Yeah, I saw her dad last week, as a matter of fact.
So what's going on over there at Pasadena? They got that driving range done yet?
Driving range is up and running. It's fully of length. It's got brand new Pro V golf balls there. It's a beautiful thing.
At Pasadena Yacht and Country Club?
Pasadena Yacht and Country Club, yeah.
Yeah, Barry Smith, I don't know where he and I went somewhere together, and I took him home. And when they were first getting it ready, because that was that's probably shorter driving range than St. Pete Country Club, wasn't it?
That was definitely right there with Twin Brooks, where it's really short and netted and that kind of thing. And they opened it way up and they put higher nets. And so they've increased it probably by 60, 70 yards. So it's now viable for not your driver, but for most people's drivers.
Yeah, I'd be a little concerned about that myself.
Yeah, sideways, hitting it sideways, you can hit it over
there. There's traffic just to the right of the tee box.
Yes, yeah.
School buses at 3 or 4
o'clock. There actually is over there. You know that. You probably hit a few balls over there in the past. You probably don't even hit balls there.
Not yet. I'm on the IR.
Okay, so you're not a member of Pasadena. But
I am a member.
Oh, you are?
I am a member, yes.
How about this guy? Works at one country club, so he's got access there. Member at another. That's
what
big money?
Absolutely. What else you need to know?
You ever go to the Munis anymore? Is that's beneath you?
I go there twice a week to see Rick and deliver all the products from St. Pete Country Club. We donate a lot of product to the bags and the clubs and the balls and the
excellent cars.
Yeah. Boy, listen to him. It's like he's anti-golf.
I know.
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you something, though. Mike, don't give Bill a hard time about, being a PGA golf professional at one club and then being a member of another. Because, I did that years ago at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club. Where are you going to hang out? You want to hang out at your own club because you work there all the time. So, we were all members down at River Hills, just down the road there. And you got to have a place to let your hair down, and Bill certainly needs that place.
Well, he doesn't have any hair to let down.
Especially Mike might show up at one club. You got to get to the other.
Right. Yeah, you must have let your hair down a lot back in the day.
Back in the day, it was flowing.
That's two of us.
Flowing.
Yeah, and how did Tom Gribben keep such, and both of you guys, wonderful heads of hair. Rager's struggling.
We're in the arts.
Oh, that's the key?
It's part of it. Yeah, you got to have a good head of hair.
Wrong career selection.
It's entertainment.
Wrong career selection, and your hair's going to hell on you.
Hey, for our listeners out there, Go to PYCCGolf.com, and you'll see everything you need to know about Pasadena Golf and Country Club. But one of the things is, and Bill, you'll testify to this, when in the world did every time you become a PGA golf professional as a head pro or director of golf, your picture's on the website with a coat and tie? I mean, how many times did you wear a coat and tie to work in your career? I'm not sure if I ever did, but maybe you did because you were at higher class places than I was.
Oh,
but you see that all the time. These guys, they're all wearing coat and ties out there. What are you doing?
At 29 years, I don't think I ever wore a coat and tie.
Have you of late?
Yeah, I went to four weddings this fall and had to wear tie and jacket the whole time, but that's the extent of it.
The only time at a club you wear a coat and tie is when you have the ladies' invitational, it's their luncheon. You better be on your best behavior, wear a coat and tie, and dress up for that. Other than that, so I'm not sure, I've seen some golf courses out there. I know Eastlake, we hired a young head professional at the Country Club Ocala named Jamie Chapman 1 year, and he was working as an assistant pro at Eastlake Country Club up in Atlanta, a really ritzy place. And it was like every Sunday, all the staff, if you're running carts or if you're working in the golf shop, they all wear coat and tie every Sunday. That must be the high class place. Yeah,
is that why they ran me out of there?
That's why you did not wear a coat and tie when you were hauling those balls off of the Eckerd kids and mopping those carts.
Damn it! It was just a clothing issue. That's why she gave me the boot.
You should have worn what you're wearing right now.
Exactly.
Go in there.
Yeah,
they'd have tipped you all right.
I had a jacket in the closet I could have wore out there.
That was in the closet?
It wouldn't look at you. You can tee off on 10.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah, I would be the life of the wine and dine party.
Oh, you would be, you would be.
Let the ladies know I'm going to make an appearance next week.
Okay, you got it.
Hey, Mike, since we're nearing the top of the hour after 6 o'clock, check your text. Let's give Wyatt Bill a call so he can do the weather report after 6.
LUTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
LUDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.